Room 4, file number 4, enamels. Enameling is the speciality most often developed at the Hernandez Brothers workshop, and since its beginnings has been given the most backing from artists and public. Their preparatory drawings are exhaustively expressed in enamel, so that thanks to their knowledge of pictorial techniques, they achieve a considerable amount of variety, taking in the experiences of the first avant-garde movements. To Champlevé, following the Limoges tradition, they combine complete figures or a part in other materials, such as copper gilt, embossed and engraved, ivory, cut jet, etc. As young men, their contact with the avant-garde movements and the need to express themselves in the artistic language of their day appear in their work in a wide array of influences. Technically, they highlighted line as opposed to the impressionist stroke, both for its structural value and for the organizing element of the composition and for the symbolic. The aesthetic elegance of the geometrical, of symmetry, of simplicity, and the specific use of gilt, characteristic of Art Deco, is found in the small paintings on display in this room. The taste for the pre-Raphaelite triptychs, of which we have seen a good example in room 1, is reinvented in that of Diana the Huntress. On the other side of the room, we have the large enamel work entitled The Rape of Europa, once again showing the use of definite lines, sharp outlines, and the use of flat dyes, as in the symbolist painting of the Pont-Aven school. Vito Rodin classicist humanism in its repetition of figures, or a fragment of them, varying just the position or the angle. Apart from keeping some formal themes inspired on modernism, especially in the symbolist tendency of this style, the inclusion of mythology and the sensuality and system of symbols of an elfic female nude with a face with large, almond-shaped eyes and a sphinx-like expression. Reminiscences of archaic Greece and of ancient Egypt, relived by the archaeological findings of the time, play an extremely important role in this symbolist iconography. Contents that blend with a stylized depiction of nature, inspired on Oriental art, where the use of blue, the deepest and most immaterial of colors, is outstanding, a color which for symbolist poets such as Baudelaire or Mallarmé stands for the ideal, inaccessible beauty about which the artist dreams. For an approximation on the basics of Art Deco, turn to file number 12.